Hey, all you traders and investors, thanks for joining me once again. This is Trade Doc and Thoughts in Trading, segments called Eye on the Market, where we go over the broad 32 ETFs and ETNs, see if we could trade some options on them, trade some triple longs, trade the futures on them, trade some companies within those ETFs. Like I'm looking at XME, and that's the material, metals and mining. So I've been saying that's been that ETF or that sector has been undervalued for a while, been turning down, kind of found its support around 10, 1030, 10 bucks, 1050. Now it's made its way back up to 1350, confirming a breakout. So I was just looking at the companies within that ETF, where X had a big run. It was up 14%, almost 15% on Friday, and Alcoa was up 5%. Those are the two. Kalu, they were up. FCX, you know, it's back up to 1050, and I was trading it early. I got out at 950, looking for that retracement, but it never happened. So it's still working on its third wave up. So got to keep an eye on that one, see if I can jump in on the retracement. And funny, another one that I trade is Arconic, but that's not in the ETF that I ETF watch list that I made. Maybe I missed it, but I don't see why Arconic wouldn't be in here. I'd like that to be in here, whether or not it's weighted on XME, because Arconic kind of goes along with you know, they kind of broke out of Alcoa a few years back, and I've traded options on them and they're good. So I'd like to see that now that XME is confirming. You know, we're looking at the first wave coming out of coming out with the breakout. So it broke out on October 23rd. Well, the true breakout was the 25th, actually. Retraced back down. Everybody faked everybody out, thinking that I was going to continue to be bearish. But with this last movement on Friday that closed above the highs, closed above, brings us back to September 13th. So it recovered pretty well. And that's X. I'm looking at X. So, well, anyways, without further ado, that's that. Cryptos, I was looking, I was kind of getting excited, but now I have them up and they're retracing as we speak. It's 12:30, and I'm continuing to hold, even though maybe I should have taken a little bit off, but the support level is pretty low where I have more buy orders. So I'm just holding. And that's, I'm trying to pick up Bitcoin Cash around the 280s. Right now it's trading at 283. So it's not too far away. That's the support level. If it breaks below there, then I just take the loss and see where it'll bottom out again. But that's the current trade that I'm looking at right now with the cryptos. Aside from that, Ethereum is really testing those lows. I've had buy orders all the way down, and I have them as low as the 153s. So that would be a big drawdown from 180s, but still I have buy orders all the way down. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 orders. Picking that up. You know, I sold a bunch. It just sold on me, so I had to limit sells, and of course it went up higher, and now I'm just trying to add on to it. Probably that's what happened, because the accumulation is happening, has been happening, and we're gonna see the next phase of it. I'd be lucky if it did go to 175. So right now it's trading at 183. Got buy orders from 180, 175, all the way down to 153. Kind of spaced out. At the 175, I have 3 concentrated orders just in case it just in case that's the bottom, bounces off of that. Well, without further ado, let's just get into it. This is the broad 32 ETFs. And as we all know, the markets were bullish on Friday. A lot of things came up. The Fed cut the rates. Whatever. But first up, you have USO. And USO was up 3.5 on Friday. And they're trading close to the top of the channel. Into the futures. It's trading at, crude is at 56.23, and I expect that to go up above 57.50, where I'll be looking to get short. But the strength and momentum it's causing right now, it could be pretty short-lived, so I'd rather build a short position just in case oil wants to go to 61, but everything's looking bullish. Next is XOP, and man, I wanted to short drip really bad, but that didn't happen. And XOP was up 3.5% on Friday, trading at 21.85, kind of found support at 20, around the $21, 20.75 area. So this and the energy sector can continue up higher. XOP could be looking to retest the 25s in the next coming months. So I wouldn't be short. If anything, I'd play a consolidation between 25 and 21. Next is OIH, and OIH was up 5.25% on Friday. Pretty impressive. So that just shows you the energy sector, the oil sector. This is oil and service sector. This is pretty liquid. And I like to be involved, not at this time, but for consolidation trades, saying it's going to be hanging between 1430 and 1075. Next is UNG. That's natural gas. Natural gas is moving up. It's going to try to move back up to its highs. It's trading at 21.35, and it was up 2.5% on Friday. So after that, ABC found good support. Now it's moving up. One price range found support at 20.25. So I can see this trade between 20.25 and 23 in the next coming up weeks. Next is XLE. XLE is kind of moving its way back up to the strong support resistance area, which is between 60 and 62. Right now it's trading at 59.28. So XLE, good example. I can see XLE come back and test. Well, for the markets to be bullish, really, XLE has to make it to 65. So 65 is a good long-term target. I'd like depending on the volatility, and it is high at, oh, I was looking at XLE, volatility is low but rising. So buying some call verticals at the 65 area, like 18 months away, wouldn't even look that bad. You can get the March 20s. Let's see which one. So the better ones would be March 20th, 138 days away. Let's say we bought this. If we bought the 64s and sold the 65s. Risking 45 to me. That's not great. We sold premium in those levels, it'd be worse. So definitely not worth selling premium. If anything, it's worth buying. Maybe even a broken wing butterfly, but not really broken wing. I'd rather have it even, because I don't expect this to surpass the 65 for a while, until the markets are higher than all-time highs, like 300 points, like the Dow being 300 points after all-time highs. Next is XLU. XLU is utility sectors. They were down 0.25%. Like I said, I like this. This is probably going to come back down and retest the 61s. And now it's at 64. Confirming the market bullishness. And next is XLI, and that's the industrial sector. And they were at all-time highs. They even closed at all-time highs on Friday, which is at 80.22, so keeping the market very bullish. It's actually breaking out. So XLI industrial sector has been consolidating for pretty much all year, between the 79s where it is now and the 72s. Say 77s. I had 77s, but it was truly the 7850s and 72s. Now it's looking at new prices, so this will be an easy trade. So I trade the consolidation, breaking up new highs, picking that consolidation level above a new range. Next is XLB, and it's kind of like the same story here. It hasn't broken new highs, but it's about to. So XLB highs were 59.50s. Right now it's trading at 59. So there's an easy 50 cents to be added to that before finding a new level. So definitely bullish. Next is XME. And we were talking about that earlier. Right now it's not a great time to buy, because it's kind of testing the break. It hasn't really broken the trend yet, but it will. Say it might consolidate, it might just retrace down, but the retracement would be down to like the 26s. Say it hits 26.50 and it holds and then breaks above, then that's definitely a good confirmation. After the action on Friday, you don't know what's going to happen. There could be a deep pullback, who knows. But definitely looking to go bullish long versus bearish on the pullback, not on these on all-time highs. Next is MJ. MJ was up 1% on Friday and still got that bullish position, you know, buying MJ when they was in the 18s. Really hasn't done much. It's gone up. Now it's 1960. This could be a good floor for MJ, maybe. We'll see what happens. But as far as Cara is moving. C-A-R-A. Kind of find a double bottom. There's good You know, it's got some time, but it doesn't have a lot of time left. As far as fundamentals, it is good to buy and hold. It's just no dividends there. Next is XBI, and that's biotech sector. Rebound, and now it's moving up hard. It was up 2.5% on Friday. So we can see the biotech sector slowly wiggle its way up from consolidation. Going back and targeting the 85s again. It's trading 83.60. Next is XLV. That's a healthcare sector, and healthcare sector is making all-time highs. On Friday, all-time highs were 95.67. Kind of came down a little bit towards the end of the day. Now it's at 94.87. So healthcare sector is looking good long-term. See some consolidation in the next couple of weeks. Next is XRT, and that's the retail sector. Retail sector has moved up and done a good consolidation. You know, I wasn't involved at all, just being short. But yeah, this is missed opportunity in the real retail sector. Next is XLP, and that's consumer staples. I've shorted it for a while, and I just kind of like playing this one short only. I haven't really gone long XLP. It's just the structures that it makes. It's if I see a short, I go for it. Next is XLY, and XLY has been strong, consolidating center. So I expect XLY, and that's consumer discretionary, to break up. And the breakout is going to be strong. So I can measure this and kind of see where that breakout will be. But as far as prices, it'll be 127. So I expect this to go to 127. And it could be a breakout and then sharp reversal. But regardless, it's got to have that breakout happen. Next is SMH. And SMH has same structure, but has done the breakout. This breakout kind of retested and continued. Now it closed up almost at all-time highs. All-time highs was 130.3, and it closed at 130.12. So not looking bad for the semiconductors. And again, this should be consolidation up positive delta. It's already had its rip, so we could see a couple more rips in here. And the way the economy and technology has been bashed down for a while, I could probably see a good rip in technology, semiconductors, all those things. But this long consolidation, I'm pretty sure that all the highs will be in the 140s instead of the 135s. Next is IYR, and that's a real estate sector. Real estate's coming down after hitting highs of 96. Today is trading at 94.19. You know, with the market being the way it is, people are actually adding risk versus taking sure things. But real estate, I can see this consolidate back down to the 91.50s, but still long, slow mover. It's still respecting the 5%, and it's actually below the 5% line. The slope, I didn't measure, and it was 5% before. So it's still respecting that slope. It's looking good. It's underneath the It's underneath it right now, so it's a good time to buy. Next is XLF. XLF financial sectors. Financial sectors breaking out. Looking good. So looking very good for the markets in this coming weeks. Next is TLT. And I have a little bit more positive delta to this. So TLT moved up middle of the week when we're talking about impeachments and stuff. Bad news into the market. So as far as TLT, I'm bearish on it. But at the meantime, I have some positive delta just because I know there's some retracements happening. But I will continue to make some, I will add some negative delta as soon as it hits like the 4250s around there. Next is GLD, is gold. Gold's kind of giving it a little turn up. It's trading at 1516. So it's getting a little bit wild, so I'd be short. Volatility is increasing a little bit, but I'd be pretty much neutral between the 145s and the 140s. Next is GDX. GDX kind of broke out of its structure. GDX along with gold actually looks like it might poke up to the 30s or 31s. So bullish GDX short term. Next is the SPY, and the SPY broke out, SPY, almost closed at all-time highs. So hitting all-time highs is nothing else. You know it's well above the 3,000, so, and the year's end, so I can see this come down and retest the 3,000s, definitely. But that's not bearish for the market. If it comes down and retests the 3,000s, hangs out before that, before the year's end, that'd be good, because you just don't want to see, well, I don't want to see a 30% increase in the market in 1 year. It just doesn't seem healthy. But 30%, it wouldn't be bad. But yeah, but bullish. So things are looking bullish. Same thing with the Qs. They pretty much close at all-time highs also in the middle of a breakout. So pretty hard. This, you're going to see rises. Next is IWM. And this is small caps breaking out of its price channel. Now looking for new areas of a new trading zone. So since it's been so low, the new trading zone will be above 161. Right now it's trading at 148.10. And I expect the small caps to outperform the others just because they're so undervalued. Risk is on. So yeah, I'm kind of getting excited for this next quarter, actually. Definitely IWM is on my playbook. Next is UVXY, and UVXY found new lows at 18.11. The VIX is trading at 18.92, and volatility is getting crushed right now. Expect that volatility to be crushed, but because it's been crushed like that, we will see a drawdown, a retracement. Next is FXI, and that's China, and they're about to break out. They were up 2% on Friday. Still have some bullish positions. I closed some neutral positions. So looking to get bullish in China. Same with India, and it's so tough to trade like before. I mean, it's just hard to get in and out of it. Like, I'm ready to just go with INDL, which is a triple leveraged ETF. It's just the decay in there. I really got to look at it because I don't want the decay to kill my, you know, I need INDL to go above like the 75, like the 80s to make it worth it. What I do is kind of measure it. Actually, let's find out. If I measured the highs, the rough highs, in INDA, which is just the India ETF, it is down. Let me measure from wherever it is today to the highs. That's 5%. Okay. Now, INDL, which is triple leverage, from it is today to the highs. So INDL from it is today to the highs is 14%. So I'll be losing 10%. I guess it's not the end of the world if it moves up 100%, right? So that's a quick. So India, getting involved in India right now. It's a little too much on the bullish side for me. But it's definitely up. It was up 1%. Next is Russia, and Russia is actually having a breakout of its own. It's up 2.78%, closing at its highs. RSX is looking good, trading at 24.75. Next is EFA, and that's the Eurozone, also at all-time highs, closed at all-time highs, which is 68.02. So Eurozone breaking out. Getting things solved there, but definitely looking very bullish. Next is EEM, and that's emerging markets, and they also was up 1.5% on Friday. So looking like markets are bullish around the world. Risk is on. Next is EWW, which is Mexico, also moving uptrend. I mean, the way these moves has happened, and I've seen them, should have been more involved. Maybe this year, make it official and go full time. Hopefully, and I got a business, so better run on that. Last but not least is EWZ, and EWZ, I've been trading this. Looks like it's been perfect from the breakout. Now it's in the consolidation between 46 and 44. I see this consolidation short-lived. The way the market is, the rest of the market is moving. I can probably see this another push up above 46, but hopefully it consolidates around here for a little bit like it does, and then makes its way back up. Anyways, thank you all for joining me once again. Keep your eye out on the markets. Don't get caught by any deep retracements. Be ready to buy them dips when you see the structure. Volatility is low, so premium selling is almost off the table. I'd be a little strategic buying some. Just got to be strategic buying. So anyways, this is Trade Doc, eye on the market, thoughts and trading. Until next week, peace.